ready?
Yep.
Okay. Ready when you are.
Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Standard Podcast. Here's your fitness motivator, Min Soo, and I'm here with Joy, the producer. Yay!
Hello. Hi, how's it going? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm good. How's everybody doing? It's August. It's actually, you know what, the Korea's summer is super nasty because it's hot and humid, but it's actually getting into the fall season, which is one of the Korea's best weather.
Thanks be to Jesus.
So, yeah, feeling super cool down, and I love it. So, I'm so excited about the fall is coming, but sadly, because of this air pollution and all this global warming, this fall and spring getting shorter and shorter. Like now it's like summer and winter. And I feel like Korea's weather is becoming like Southeast Asia. Like I travel to Thailand and that's how I feel during summertime. Have you noticed that? Like I know you've been here for quite a long time. It was not like this before, but now I really feel like it's like Southeast Asia.
Yeah,
I'm
think,
sad.
Yeah, in my time here, I think it's, maybe I haven't experienced the change as much, but people told me that Korea used to have four very distinct seasons,
right,
like similar to a lot of European countries, where you'd have the spring and then the summer, and they'd just slowly morph into next one. But now it's very long summers, very long winters, and short spring and autumn. But I'm a big fan of winter, so I'm just very happy that this summer is almost over. Hurry up. I'll be looking forward to September. Should be nice weather and then bring on the cold weather.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know what the reason is, but I'm more considerate about this global things. Like, I mean, the earth. Like, anything that we do, because there are so many cars now in Korea. Like, everybody has a car. I mean, I cannot say for other people because I also have one. But I know last few years, there are so many cars, and I can definitely feel the air quality gets super low, especially this, like, April and May. It was super bad, you know. I got sick, like, I literally got sick because of the air pollution a couple times, like, for a month, like, 4 months. So, I don't know, I'm really concerned because I don't know if I can leave, if the weather it's not going to change. I don't know if I want to leave Korea like this. You know?
Yeah,
I think I can do it.
I heard recently, it might be just a rumor, but Moon Jae-in, the new prime minister, is he president? Yeah, president, sorry. He apparently might introduce free public transport in the Seoul area. So buses, subways are going to be free for everybody to encourage people to use bus and subway and leave their car at home, at least in the Seoul area. And so they'll introduce more buses and more subways, but people leave their car at home, so the overall presence on the roads will be less. So I think that's a good step, for example, maybe electric cars or moving forward, maybe in 10 years, because I think sometimes it takes a bit of crisis to make people take action. Because when the people start complaining, like, for example, you on the podcast or other people in newspapers, when people start complaining about it, then governments start to listen. And I think the technology is already there to improve.
I think the complaining is not going to really get there, but it's more like severe things. Like, say, people die from this air pollution, whatever thing is. Like, if the kids die because of this, whatever, then I think people are like, oh, wow. But I'm a little bit concerned that you don't want to be too late, you know? After, like, people start dying, and you try to, oh, okay, no more cars, then it'll be too late.
Right.
So even, like, because we did have, like, once a week, no car day, things like that. But I don't know if many people...
Or you had something like the number of your car. So if your car ended in an odd number, like 3, 5, 7, you can't use it on Tuesday and Thursday, something like that.
So maybe there was volunteer before, but maybe they will make it like in the law, like you have to, you can't drive this time.
Yeah, but I think you're right. Prevention is better than cure. They have to prevent it now rather than later. Look back, oh, sorry, all those people died. Let's try and fix it.
Let's be more aware. I just wanted to brought this up. I don't know why, but because we are the gold standard.
Exactly.
Let's not be selfish. It's more like we as a human being, we all, because there is no me, I mean, no earth, and there is no us. So I think it's important for us to take care of the earth because this nature gives us a lot of things.
Yes, lovely sentiment to start the show with. Actually, today is, believe it or not, our 25th episode. Congratulations, since we've reached 25 episodes.
Yay.
It's pretty amazing. That's pretty
much. How long has it been?
It's about half a year. You know,
6 months?
About 6 months.
Time flies.
I know, it's fantastic. Which means, so we've tried to every 5 episodes do Q&A because our lovely listeners do send in some nice questions.
I love this time because it feels really me connected with the listeners, but also, like, they ask me some very interesting questions because, I mean, I am bodybuilders, but at the end of the day in life, it's not about just working out and die, you know?
Yeah.
But then many bodybuilders just like working out, eat, sleep, die, working out.
Yeah, they have
that,
no
so.
Opinions on anything
yeah,
other
yeah.
than
so this is like me starting as a bodybuilder, but I really like hear about this whole, like, stories about life, you know? It could be relationships or food, nutrition, but anything else, business, why not? Or anything that can improve our life and ourselves individually, you know? And I think that's really worth time to talk about.
Right, so before we answer the questions, just to remind you all again, you can send either to joey.foxrhino@gmail.com, or you can send directly to Minsu on Instagram or Facebook, leave comments with questions. You can DM. There's so many ways you can send the questions. Most of these questions came straight to the Fox Rhino email address because we put it in the show notes of the podcast. But if you do and ask Minsu directly, she can save those questions and we can deal with it probably on episode 30, 35. So yeah, don't be shy. Get your question in. Even if it's really strange or you think it's boring or if it's too heavy a subject, that's okay. Let us decide.
Yeah,
you send
I'll
in the...
I'll just say no.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
we can always... We do veto or censor a few questions every now and then. So yeah, just get your questions in and see what happens. Okay, so some of these, of course, are fitness related, being that you're a fitness motivator. So let's start with one of those. This one is from a man called Charles.
Charles from
Phoenix.
Phoenix, Charles.
Which is Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, Phoenix Suns.
I've been there before, yeah.
Oh, you have been? Oh,
yeah.
Lovely. And Charles wants to know your opinion on weight gaining shakes. He said, even if you don't use them yourself, how do you recommend people use them?
Weight gaining
shakes.
Bottom line, talk about supplements, I always talk about whether weight gain or muscle gain or loose fat, whatever it is, you gotta know what's made out of. That's really important. So even with the big company, then you are not sure really like what's in there and then how much nutrition it has and what kind of nutrition it does. So I cannot just say, well, eat it, or what kind. I cannot say because I don't even know truthfully like how they make it or what kind of, you know, like ways or protein they use are coming from. It can be from meat, but I don't know what kind of meat is it, you know. For what I know, for the company who want to make money and then focusing on those, or even the big companies, all they care about could be like profit and to make a high profit, how they do it. So I don't want to talk about too crazy details about it, but if you have to take, if people say they wanted to gain weight and then they want to take the whey protein things, whatever, but my cousin even did it, like, I would say do not depend on the supplement because even a lot of research shown that the benefits of taking it, like, I mean, the result-wise. So it's not about just taking it, but supplement is supposed to help you to gain muscle and, you know, help your body. So if you are competitive, like athlete, and your body is needed more nutrition, then that's how it comes to, you know, helping you. But if you are just regular person living normal lifestyle and then working out, and you probably don't need those like supplements, you know, unless you work out, all you do is working out, then yeah, probably. But even with this gaining muscle and gaining weight as well, to gain weight, you gotta eat more. Like, that's the bottom line. You gotta eat more real food. Supplements is not, I don't know, some people, it makes them feel better when they're working out and eating, and it becomes this kind of habit and some something, oh, I'm gonna lose muscle if I don't take it. So what I've seen, like, next to, I mean, like, those over, like, 10 years, I didn't really see huge differences. I'm talking about being natural like me, and then I do eat, I do consume a lot of nutrition just from food, you know? And I think that always base is more important than, if you don't eat right, if you don't eat much, then why you bother? Why are you even thinking about eating supplements?
Yeah, so first get your nutrition right, and if it's still not helping, then,
I should stop talking. Sorry, yeah, so that's my opinion. Thank you. Bye.
That's good. Good. Next one is also fitness related. It says, it says about Fitbits, which are really popular these days. So it's from Ellie in Toronto.
Ellie in Toronto.
Hello, Toronto. Ellie asks, do you use a Fitbit yourself or any type of fitness watch? Even if you don't, do you have an opinion on it as I'm deciding on which one to get? She says this weekend. Hopefully we're answering this in time, Ellie. But here's Mincy's opinion.
To answer your question, I do not have Fitbit. And I had Fitbit because I was given. It was given. And I had another similar the smartwatch. But guess what? And I didn't buy it. It was given too. But I do not use it. I have a friend who do use Fitbit and very liking it because he's actually using it for his mother to keep up her
steps
and her sleep quality and then things like that. So in those cases, if you are the researcher and you gotta research something or you gotta see people's behavior and not behavior, those physical level,
their habits,
then probably because it's giving you the numbers and things, things that you want to know. For me, however, I don't want to know how many steps I have because I know I step. I do work out. I don't need this person to tell me how many because I think a lot of people depending on this because they do not walk or active enough. So if you are like this, it's a good for you to keep on your levels. Oh, maybe I should walk more. It's like awareness. But for someone like me, it's I can tell better than the machine. The machine, one of the things that I don't really believe in the machine because they are not really never accurate. So I don't need to tell me you are above this. You are average, I'm always an average or maybe beyond. But I don't need really to tell, I don't need that. And it's finally very time consuming for me even. Because it's one time, you are so active on first week maybe, but after that, you forgot about it. Because the graph is much more pretty normal, but if you are on some sort of special diet or diabetes, or you really have to track of your temperatures or your heartbeat or your blood sugar level, and if you are those, then I think that it's very helpful because you do need to see how, and my friend getting really benefits from it because he can see where his mom is and then what's, because the temperature can tell a lot of things about human body and health. But you are healthy, me and Joy, and I don't know, have you used it?
No, I don't really like wearing watches of any sort, to be honest, but I do know people use them for motivation factor. For example, today they did 15,000 and then tomorrow they'll do 17,000, and for some people, I can see the benefit just as a mental motivation.
Right.
But for me, it would just be too in the way. I don't even like using my phone for stopwatch.
Even I think the good part is about if you don't know where your really heart rate is, and I think it's good for you to kind of stay in the level because you obviously don't know where you are, but then it's going to tell you what level or how much is your heart rate, then you can kind of get an idea. But even me, I know where my, when I get heartbreak, breathless. I know my heart rate is always 150, 60, then that's I know it's high intensity. And then when I get a little less, I can tell by the way I'm working on a feeling, I can tell my heart rate, so I don't really have to watch the timing or the watch anymore. But if you are just starting, then it can be really good measurement for you because then you can stay on the track. 1 minute, bread or tuna, things like that. So, but once you're getting used to when you make it habit, then you are going to be able to do it even without it. So my advice, if you are serious about training, if you wanted to see the track of your differences, or you want to know you need help for heart rate, things like that, then yeah, but yeah, but I don't have it. I don't use it.
Otherwise.
But if you are Fitbit and if you're not giving me one to try, then I'll do it. And
I'll see if you can change her mind.
Yeah, but I can definitely see, because just because it's not really useful for me doesn't mean that it's not useful for you. But I see that especially if you're just starting, they can be super good measurement motivations, and especially if you are very sensitive with the numbers. Mm. And I see some people, they just want to see the numbers. Not me, I don't really care about the numbers, but...
Okay, nice one. Again, next one is a question from India, actually.
India!
Calcutta, you've got listeners in India, very
oh
nice.
Oh my gosh,
and
I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah, I think it might be the first person from India.
Yay.
That's written in or sent a message in. And his name is Arab,
A-R-A. Oh my god, Joey, you know what we should do? We should have the map and then like click the stickers on, you know, what people
we should
are
actually at the
like,
stage.
I want to make the full countries, you know, listening to my podcast.
Yeah, that's actually interesting because I see the listeners on our podomatic.com. I can see where the listeners come from. And a lot of them are coming from northern Africa, like Morocco, for example, or Middle East, like Saudi Arabia. But we very rarely get questions from them. Most of our questions come from the United States or parts of Europe, some from Korea. But so it's really nice to see someone from India write in. And his name is Arav. I hope I'm pronouncing that. A-R-A-V, from Calcutta. And his, it's another fitness-related question. He wants to know, why do you think so many fitness people on Instagram are faking it? I follow so many, and I find it hard to tell who is real and who is not.
I think, what does it mean by faking it?
Maybe they're not proper fitness trained, educated, and they're acting like they know everything about fitness, or they Photoshop their muscles, or there's
so, I don't know what the faking means, like Photoshopping, because I know many people, like, I see so many, like, this Instagram star, or power Instagram, or whatever you want to call it, and they look super different. It was just full bunch of crap. I mean, like, Photoshop.
Yeah.
So if you're saying that's the like faking it, like Photoshop, and I don't want to say that's only fitness. It is the word. There is a Instagram is faking
yes,
it.
Yes.
The word of Instagram, I think. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not saying the whole everybody. Some people have been real, but like people don't try. I think as a human being, it's like more psychology things. But we try to show people like the good thing, good side, like. You know, happy thing. Not necessarily happy, but people try to brag or because it's a you post things for other people because other people to see. So it's not really about your really true feeling. It's more what you want to show people.
Right.
You know. So
you
I
want
think
some positive
that,
feedback.
Yeah. That's why I think you're saying faking, but it's not about just fitness people. It's overall. People who use this SNS, even Facebook or Instagram, because you post things for other people to see, so you have to think about how you want to be shown. Maybe some people just want to be real and they just show who they are, but some people might not like that. Even there are many popular kids, and they're even renting these supercars, like Lamborghini, they're renting it. And they just rent this Rolex watch and to post it, which is stupid for me, you know? It's like, really? Like, why you do that? But people do it, you know? We don't understand, but that's the reality. And I think even, I cannot say what the 20s are thinking or even, you know, teenagers, because we have a different kind of life generations in society. But what I see, many people faking it.
You've mentioned a few reasons, but what do you think is the main motivation for somebody to fake it? Are they looking for money, or are they just trying to show off, or do they have...
I think it's also, they start with the showing off, but I think that's one bad thing about this movement, like social media, because now the numbers equals like money. But you know, so in the beginning, who gained a lot of the followers, they got the money just due to just gaining the followers.
Yeah.
And I think the first main thing is Kardashians. And I think she was the very first one who got very successful. And he's probably one of the most famous personality in this whole globe is like, and guess what, how she started, you know? It's just gaining the numbers. And it doesn't matter what kind of quality she brings to the table. It doesn't matter because people just follow for whatever she does. And because she does have many followers and she makes a lot of money, she got famous. And like fame brings you money, and that's how we see the world.
It creates copycats.
I think it's very sad. Like, really, like, why don't we just focus on moving like positive direction? I think some people do it, but most of the time they don't gain so many followers. Like, others who just flash things, you know?
Right. It's quite funny, though, because created a kind of counter movement, I think, more amongst fitness people who want to show that they are real people. For example, they'll put a picture of them posing, like really holding their muscles really tight.
Yeah, yeah.
And then next to it, they'll show a relaxed picture to show that they don't just have a six-pack all the time.
Mm.
Like, when they relax, it looks a bit more normal, just to show people that they're not like some kind of super freaks or impossible goals to achieve. So it's created some positive.
Yeah, also you feel that fake people faking because you have to be like shown.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be normal. If you wanna be something, you gotta be extreme, and otherwise people not gonna follow you. So extremely fat or extremely muscular,
right.
People want extreme things, and I think that's really push people like further, not in a really good way. Why they're getting into too much plastic surgery, too much big ass, too much big boobs, or too much big ass boobs, like muscle. That's like, I'm not just saying one specific occasions, but it's like people want extreme things because they get bored.
Yeah.
They get bored of just normal things. They want to see something different, something unique, but unique is a quotation mark.
Yes,
that's,
so
I don't know if it's
unique.
Really like unique.
I think,
you know?
Extreme people want extreme, so people push themselves. So, yeah. There you go, Ardaf. I hope that answered your question. And yeah, keep following Minsu on Instagram for some real
realness. It's really hard because everybody is like faking it.
Yeah.
You try to do what you gotta do. It's really sometimes depressing, like, because like, man, these people making tons of money being faking.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they are fake, but they make money. So, do you want to live like that? It's up to you. You decide how you want to live your life.
Exactly. Okay, we've got a few more fitness related, but I think I'll jump on to one from Lina. Lina is from Brussels in Belgium. Hello,
Belgium.
Lina.
Awesome.
Belgium, lovely place.
Oh my gosh, I feel so like connected to all these people from all of the world.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Lina wants to know, when you're having a bad day, what do you do to make yourself feel better? I ask this as a fellow fitness woman. Some days I feel great, but other days I feel really down, and I just want to know, what are your secrets to making yourself feel better?
And I do, to be honest with you, I've been up and down, so like, I'm probably like, I think I have like depression problems too, even. Like, I get super depressed, but then I get so happy, depressed, and like, I think, one of the reason why is if you are not being able to speak it out, how you feel emotionally. So what I'm saying is, if you have a good relationship with your either family, friends, and you feel super, like, safe, so to speak, then I think you have more those emotional change, like huge gap. But I think it's something that you have to talk about even from growing up. You know, when I was little, the culture that I grown up, like, my dad always had to work super, like, not workaholic, but he just had to work hard to support the family. So I never got to spend with my dad when I was young. And always I was sleeping and he would go to work when I came back, and then, like, you know, it was like this. And then with my mom, she was always really good mom, but really like traditional Korean mom, that she wouldn't want to have a deep conversation with the daughters. What I'm saying, deep conversation is more about like, you should feel able to you should feel comfortable to talk about your boyfriend or, you know, in school days, whatever it is, right? But the culture I was in, it was very controversial. And then, like, our thing, there are many things that you cannot really tell your parents. So I stopped talking to my parents. But then when I was in school, I guess I talked to my friends. But growing up, I talked less and less about my true feeling because of, you know, you get hurt or you get whatever reasons is, you know. So for what helped me was, I think one of the things that really helped me was the religion thing. So I believe God, and then no matter you believe in there is a God or not, it's more you do have a somebody who you can trust, and then you talk to your feeling, how you do this. So I'm like depressed, then like I talk to, like I'm talking to myself, but it's more like communicating with this ultimate God, superficial, I mean not like God that I'm saying that you cannot see, but something better than this whole world. So I'm like just talking and feeling, I really talk a lot to myself, but it's not like being psycho, but it's more like I'm getting out of my feeling, like I'm sad, this, but then that really helps me out a lot, and trying to tell myself back that means it's okay, you know, you've done it so far, you're doing good, and then I think about many good things, many positive things I have made. Sometimes I feel like, what I have done last for 10 years, this is stupid, why I'm doing this? I can tell you, I have been telling people, like, fitness is stupid, what are you doing? Just working out, like, what the hell, you know? Like, why you care? Like, the abs is like gone after 2 weeks if you don't work out. And sometimes I feel stupid doing this, like, everyday same thing, or telling people doing this. But what I also think is, whenever I feel down, I think about, well, the positive things. Like, oh, I have made, you've done a good job. You know, I have changes, you know, not saving their life, but possibly, and I was able to help this person today. So I really want to focus on today, like, did I live, you know, meaningful life, not just like wasting. So that will really give me some positive light and energies to push myself forward.
Yeah.
So it is very natural feeling that you're down because we are human being. But there is like up and downs.
Right.
But it is all about, you know, you want to get out of the deepest part as fast as you can.
Mm.
And the best way is to keep talking. I mean, you can talk to your best friend or your husband, wife, or sometimes talking to human being can be super hard. Because like you say something, you're very serious and you're telling your friends or your family about it, but they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy. And then like you're feeling rejected, then that can be even worse. So maybe that was kind of a way for me to protect myself, I guess. I just talk a lot of myself. And writing down also helped me. So I feel like super like... I feel sorry for myself, and then I just write down as a story. So I did this and that, and I just write about the whole things, and
it's like
it becomes
a release.
Yeah, and a release, and it become, who knows, it can be a bestseller after a few years. You know, that's how I see it.
Exactly. Okay. Lina, I think, yeah, basically, if there's someone in your life you can talk to, whether it be your friends, be a partner, parents, talk. Talking helps, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. And if you can find someone who is not dismissive, that's a big thing. Like if you've got I feel really bad. You're like, it's okay, get over it. Like you don't need those kind of people.
Yeah.
Just,
you need someone who you can listen to your story and then just share it.
Yeah, give you
because
a hug or just say no worries.
Because
or, yeah.
we all like that. You know?
Right,
we
exactly.
all post the feeling.
It's like, and yeah, just find a way not to keep it bottled up, whether that's, for example, some people like to go for a walk, some people will talk to themselves in their head, write it down, talk to a friend, talk to God, whatever works for you. Yeah, basically, try, just don't suffer in silence.
Yeah, but also staying focused really helps because you are now, like, you are focusing on these bad things, right? In your mind, you are like, oh, I'm this and that and my bad feeling. So you need to focus on something else. So in my case, what I did was going to the gym, working out. It can be something else. You can be like, I don't know, but in my case, I choose to work out. But things that you don't want is obviously drinking like alcohol or drugs. And that's what you don't want. But finding something that you can focus on other than just thinking about, you know, controlling things. You can work out, you can go to travel, or you can eat, or I mean, obviously you don't want to eat too much either.
Just take care of yourself first.
Yes.
And then, yeah, brilliant. Okay, thank you, Lina, and feel free to send in any more questions or any more comments. Anyone out there who also, that question, like Minzu said, can affect everybody. from the most successful to the freshly graduated student. Everybody can be affected by having a bad day. So what are your techniques? What do you do? Anything you'd like to share? We would love to hear about that. We got lots of great questions about things like books and quotes and low-carb diets, steroids. I think we have a lot to talk about. Some of these could be episodes by themselves, I reckon. Like,
oh, yeah, the topic can make it.
Yeah, I think especially the books on it, because this year you've been reading more. So maybe we can make an episode about a particular book you've read or something. We can make a whole episode about
it,
I reckon. So a couple of more questions just to finish up. One a little, maybe a little serious, and the other one a little more lighthearted.
Okay.
The first one is, are you worried about North Korea? This is from Subin in Guri. So a fellow Korean.
Oh, Guri. You know what? Guri is close to North Korea.
So maybe Subin is worried, and she wants to know if her favorite podcaster, Minsu, is also worried about North Korea. So what is your take these days? North Korea is in the news almost every day.
I know even my friend from the States, they've been asking me, anytime this North Korea, Kim Jong-un doing something crazy, they always miss sending a message. It's like, are you okay, you know? But I see what I've seen in the media, they always say something like bigger than what it looks like. I mean, at least in here, like people who live in Korea, they don't really see very like extreme things. But in the outside, people feel like this is, wow, the wall is going to be like right there. But you know what? You never know, because the wall might happen in five minutes or 10
years. Yeah, it could
be
starting now.
So you just never know, because again, North and South Korea, we are not done like fighting. It's not. It's still middle of the war. It's
armistice, ceasefire.
Yeah, that means it can happen anytime. Can be today or years from now or I don't know. So many people, though, they don't realize how serious this problem is. So that's why I think it's having a united like countries really like it. We do need it, but apparently this crazy man living up north, and you can't really tell what he's gonna do next. And do I worry? Like, yeah, but I'm not gonna just sit around like worrying about North Korea is gonna attack me. But one thing that I know, I always say is, not even North Korea, I can die tomorrow because of the car accident or whatever reasons. So I try to really live fulfilled life today, and I try to. So like, if I die tomorrow, then am I gonna be happy with my life? And my answer, I want it to be like,
yeah, you know,
whatever happens, then if I had to die, then still I don't want to regret about things. So I'm sorry, it's maybe off the topic, but I don't really necessarily worry about it because there's nothing I can do about
right.
it. Like, what am I gonna do? Like, go to like North Korea and talk to Kim Jong-un? No. So
yeah,
really
you
can
help him with his fitness. I think.
I really hope that this is gonna be ended as a good way, not to political stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not like this is making money or no, but I know a lot of politicians back of the side, people always talk about the money. So I'm just hoping for the best for Koreans.
Yes.
You know, not for other countries, not for the United States, not for the Russia, or not for the China. It has to be good for the people in Korea.
Yeah.
And we were once before, and then we still have a people who has their family in North Korea. And think about if you have your brother who you did not see for 10, 20, 30 years, and they're still living right across the border.
Right.
And that is sad things. And I think for just because those reasons, everybody has their human right, then we really have to support that. So,
I think, Subin, we can say Minsu is concerned, but not overly worried. Like, it doesn't take over her day, or she's not. But
yeah, I mean,
she has concern.
I don't worry about things that I can't control.
Yep.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, it's a good lesson. The next question, totally different,
okay.
Which tends to be the trend with these questions. But this one is from Claire.
Claire,
who spells her name with an I, C-L-A-I or E.
Oh.
Nice to see. From Miami. Have you been to Miami?
I have, but kind of like really like just over.
Yeah.
So I want to go
properly. Yeah. Okay. So it's a very beach life, I suppose,
right.
Question, this one. She says, Minsu, I hope you don't mind me asking, but do you wax or do you shave?
Oh.
Seriously, you always look so smooth, so I want to know what you do.
What do you mean? my smooth? Like, do you, have you seen me? Like, or my skin, I guess.
I assume she means your skin,
yeah,
or your legs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
so,
I see.
It can be anywhere.
Because I don't think I reveal myself, like, totally like that. So maybe what based on what you see, like my arms and my legs, is smooth. So she's asking me.
Yeah, do you wax or
shave? She, maybe not he, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So saying, So I've done both before, shaving and wax, but I think they all have like pros and cons. And now I'm just going to shave. So people worry about when you shave and you got thicker and things like that, but I don't really see any issues. It's not gonna be like your hair anyway.
Yeah.
So I just do shave, and it's more because I don't want to go. I mean, you can do it by yourself for sure, but I have failed a couple times, and I don't want to go see somebody who just for, you know, shaving. So I just do it. I don't know how often, but like when I take a shower, just when I remember things, like, so I do that.
Yep, there you go, Claire.
Yeah.
Funny question. I thought that was quite funny when it popped up in the inbox.
Yeah. I wonder, like Joey says, we have a funny question. It's like, I wonder
what's going to be. And then just one more question. This is another one, A or B kind of choice.
Good.
But it's also very strange on some of these people. I wonder how they even create these questions, let alone they sit there thinking about the answers. This one, his name is Rick.
Rick,
which I assume is short for Richard, Rick, from Boston.
Boston.
And Rick asks this quite out of the box question. So if you had to make as much money as possible in 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and you were offered a business to sell balloons or a business to sell wigs, which one would you choose? So you have 1 year to make as much money as possible, and your business is either A, selling balloons.
Oh, but I don't
or
know
B,
what's the margin, anything like that.
You just start, I assume you just, here's your shop, sell your balloons. Here's your shop, sell your wigs. And you have 1 year. Which one will you choose to make the most money?
Well,
what a
to
question.
Most, yeah, to make the most money?
Yeah.
I think wigs probably more relevant to me.
Wigs?
Wigs. Because I can even wear it and play with it, I guess.
I suppose you can model them.
Yeah, I can model. I can do a lot of things with it. And maybe
I suppose you have to
think,
who are your customers? Like balloons, what would you sell? Children's parties?
Yeah, balloons is children's party.
Halloween, Christmas, maybe?
Yeah.
New
I guess
Year's?
So. I'm not that familiar.
Yeah, from my time in the balloon business.
Yeah. But balloon can be, I mean, it depends on what's the bigger margin, you know?
Yeah.
If you can sell quite expensive, or because balloon, I don't know how much money, I mean, how much is it to make it. Of course, I have no idea what it is either. but I don't know.
But if you just had to choose right now, so Minzu here, but wig shop?
Yeah.
Wig shop, okay.
Because I've heard some people make good money with, you know.
I suppose, a lot of singers, and even just for videos, they wear a wig. Or Game of Thrones, for example, at the moment, I think one of the main characters, Cersei, she wears a wig.
Well, you know,
show.
Wigs I stay because if you are bald, and then another option is like you need it, you have to wear it. But balloon, like, there's no reason why you have to do it, so. Many people going bald, like assuming, and then or just making it pretty. And then if you can make a high quality of wigs, then why not even women? They use, my mom even uses like partial. It's not
extension.
It's partial. It can be extensions, but also if you have like if you're kind of missing some hairs, this part in the
like
middle,
a clip on,
then you can
kind of
clip on. So I think that can be.
Yeah, I think you could be good at this. This could be next year. Minsu's
but
wig shop.
I
want to
make a lot of money. Whatever I do. So.
Again, thank you so much, everybody, for these very thought-provoking.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes weird, sometimes brilliant. Always appreciated questions.
That was funny. Yeah, I like to talk about. You know, first of all, I'm like super excited that there are so many people listening to this podcast from everywhere. And that's really, like, literally, I'm in Seoul, we are in Seoul, Korea, and the people are all of the, I mean, the world, that's amazing. You know?
Yeah, we had questions from Canada, we had questions
amazing.
From USA, we had from India, Korea.
And
so,
they ask a lot of questions, not only about fitness, but also, like,
wigs, politics, fitness, psychology, all
and
sorts.
And it really makes my day, and, like, sometimes, you know, like, oh, I don't want to do this. But then still, there are people who listen to, so you can make little change, you know, day by day. So let's keep work hard, you know?
Yeah, and Rick, good luck with your wig business, because I'm sure that's why you asked the question.
Ah, yeah.
Maybe.
But you are not going to be the same, because you are not Minsu. You don't have hair like me. So,
yes.
So maybe you have to have a, like what is it, the... ambassador,
yes,
yeah, your
spokesperson,
yeah,
perfect. Okay, Lovi, again, thank you very much, everybody, for listening, and we always appreciate when you share and like and comment. Please let people know if you're listening to the show. Tell somebody, add one person, two people, the more the merrier, and give a 5-star rating on iTunes, because that's what really helps. When people see a 5-star rating, then they think, oh, it must be worth listening to.
Let's shoot for like how many, like 50 people?
Yeah, 50 reviews, and it would be great, because this is episode 25, and let's go for episode 50.
Help
like,
me,
another 25.
And I believe in this, so help us to grow, and then we can share more positive, the Go Center, with other people.
Exactly. And before we go into, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me everywhere, like Instagram and YouTube. I'm very active, and you can also check out my website, betteryouvitaminsubo.com. Every week, like 3 times a week, like all the new contents are uploaded. So blogs, from blogs to videos and Instagram. So betteryouvitaminsugo.com, and Instagram, you can see my name, Minsugo, and YouTube as well, Minsugo. I do have a really like constantly uploading these videos, and also in English. So check it out, subscribe, and leave a comment below, and let me know you are from, you know, the gold standard, and I will love you forever. Yay!
Perfect. Okay, so goodbye, everyone, and talk to you next time.
Bye. Well, stay healthy. I know some of this weather, you might get sick easily, so try not to get sick, and enjoy your day and week and month, and I will see you in the next episode. Stay active and be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsugo. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.